welcome on this cool, crisp morning. Glad to see everyone out. We welcome you, those of you that are on Facebook, if we have a live stream this morning, not sure. And I have a few announcements, not many. Property Committee is meeting Monday, January the 10th, 5:30. This is a change. Their meeting was going to be tomorrow, but they've moved it to January 10th. So please try to attend that important meeting. And the Mardi Gras Fundraiser Committee scheduled for Tuesday, that meeting has been moved to Wednesday, January the 12th. So make a note of that. Pastor Gordon is going to start our brown bag Bible study at noon on January the 12th, and we would encourage you to bring your favorite Bible, a notepad, bring a lunch for yourself, and they will be beginning our study on Genesis, and all are welcome. If you have a neighbor or somebody that would like to come along with you, please feel free to invite them to join in this Bible study. And we also have copies of the old Presbyterian hymnal still, and they're out on the table, I believe, in the narthex. If you'd like to have one, take that home and have that as a treasure. Cynthia's saying no, they're not they're not there. So check with Cynthia. She can help you with those. But there are some jars of jams and jellies, very important. Andrew has brought those up to the church there in the narthex. And if you haven't enjoyed those, please grab a couple of jars of her jams and jellies. I think that's a wonderful treat for all of us. And if you have any joys or concerns, prayer requests, remember to call Sue and or call Pastor Gordon and share those so that we can be praying for our church family and those beyond. It's important that we do that. And so that's all I have.
Let us pray. O God of light and peace, whose glory, shining in the child of Bethlehem, still draws the nations to yourself, dispel the darkness that shrouds our path, that we may come to kneel before Christ in true worship, offer him our hearts and souls, and return from his presence to live as he has taught. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand as you're able for the call to worship.
Praise the Lord, O you people.
We joyfully proclaim Christ is here.
The God of all creation animates our bodies with the breath of the Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us worship God. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 150, As with Gladness Men of Old.
As with gladness men of old. Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God, using first the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin, and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. Gather us, your children who run and hide, ashamed, apathetic. We trade your goodness for ashes. We trade your peace for control. We trade your promise for certainty. Gather us to you and return us to your abundant mercy. May it flow over us, renewing our weary souls. Amen. Hear the good news. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us, and Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are indeed washed away. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. So now, as grateful, forgiven Christians, let's stand together and sing glory to God. God's forgiveness. Let's pass that peace to one. May the peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. My imitation Shanklin tie.
That's a good one, though. I like that.
Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Happy New Year. Peace of Christ be with you, Jack. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you.
Through your mighty acts, we receive grace upon grace. From your fullness, feed us with your life-giving word, that our lives, like bread, may be fed a hungry world. Amen. And I'll be reading our scripture from Isaiah 60, 1 through 6. It can be found on page 690 of your pew Bible. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall come over the earth, In thick darkness, the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and they shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy words.
Thanks be to God. Christmas star that lights stories told. There's a light that shines on everyone, burning brighter every day. For the souls who search for peace on earth, it's the Christmas star that lights the way.
Our next scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, quote, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel,' end quote." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Whenever we approach a gospel story, particularly one that is unique to a particular gospel, like this story of wise men is to Matthew, it's helpful to ask, why did this particular gospel writer tell this story at this time? This story, told only in Matthew, is unique and has profoundly affected Christianity over the centuries. The tradition of bringing gifts as a result of the birth of the Christ child began with the wise men, not with St. Nicholas. The exchange of gifts biblically has its roots in the Feast of Epiphany, the day after the 12 days of Christmas, which always falls on January 6th. on January 6th, the Feast of Epiphany, the recognition of Jesus as the Messiah, the promised King of the Jews, is celebrated. Traditionally, a much more important point than the first day of Christmas, December 25th. While much has been said against gift giving, which has become so central to our holiday season because of the over-commercialization of Christmas, it is worthwhile to remember the positive aspect of gift giving and what it represents. First, by focusing on gifts, we remember that Jesus was first and foremost God's gift to us. We did not earn God's favor. God's favor is a gift. Second, when we pass God's favor on to others, they don't earn it either. We are instructed to pass on the love of God as the unearned gift that we received. Third, the gifts of the Magi were related by Matthew for a reason. What was Matthew's reason? The Gospel of Matthew, like any great literature, does not explain every aspect of the story to us. It's up to us to read the story and bring our own experience to that story. It's up to us to think deeply about the story and ask ourselves, what was the author trying to tell his initial readers, and what is the Holy Spirit telling us through the words of the author? Each of the gospel writers, while they tell us the good news of God to us through Jesus Christ, have a different beginning and a different ending place. Matthew's gospel is particularly oriented to those who are Jews and who understand the story of God's mighty acts through the Israelites. Most scholars agree that Matthew is portraying Jesus as the new Moses or the new lawgiver. Matthew goes to great pains to show that Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy and the continuation of God's gift for the world expressed through the Hebrew nation. With this in mind, the story of the wise men, or magoi, to use Matthew's word, is both a fulfillment of prophecy and a message of God's special gift to the world through the children of Israel. Magoi, M-A-G-O-I, or as we are used to saying it, magi, is generally a negative term in the Bible. Magoi is the same Greek root from which we get our word magician. In fact, when we read today's scripture, we're struck by the fact that the Magi have divined Jesus' birth from the stars. In other words, they're practicing astrology. From this, we do not take the message that we should begin reading our horoscope or start trying to align our lives with the stars. In fact, the Bible generally takes a dim view of practicing a magical art. From this, we can draw the conclusion that the path that leads us to Jesus is not near so important as the fact that we come to Jesus. Furthermore, we can draw the conclusion that even this most Jewish of Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, begins and ends with the recognition that Jesus came for the world, not for Jews alone. The first to recognize the Epiphany, the enlightenment of the world by God, are wise men from afar. Traditionally, because there are three gifts And these three gifts are fit for king, fit for a king. The wise men have been portrayed as three kings from three nations representing Asia, Africa, and Arabia. Now, while the reality of the story is much more likely that some unknown number of astrologers from Babylon came bearing gifts, the point is the same. Jesus came to make disciples of all nations. That is why Matthew ends his gospel with the Great Commission. Quote, "Go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew sees the Magi as fulfilling Scripture. Our scripture lesson has Herod's advisors citing Micah 5 for the proposition that a king would be born in Bethlehem. Matthew also alludes to Isaiah 60, which is probably one reason the Magi have been represented as kings. Isaiah 61 through 6 says, as we heard Mary read, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord." As we see from this passage in Isaiah, gifts of gold and frankincense have historical roots. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh are all valuable gifts that have multiple uses and possible symbolism. There is no doubt these gifts would be valuable and useful, even if they were sold to finance the young family's sudden trip to Egypt to escape Herod's treachery. Some have also pointed to the possible symbolism of the gifts, saying gold is kingly, frankincense is godly, and myrrh foreshadows death. Regardless of how we interpret the individual gifts of the Magi, we can definitely draw the following conclusions. Matthew sees Jesus as the birth of the promised king and lawgiver foretold by Scripture. Matthew sees Jesus as the light of the world shining into the darkness of our existence. Matthew sees the birth of Christ as an event that should motivate us to leave our comfort zones and pass the gift that we have been given to others. The word epiphany is used in common everyday language to mean a bright idea that suddenly comes to us. In cartoons, this is often symbolized by a light bulb over the head of a character that suddenly appears. The light of a new idea has enlightened the person or the character. When we celebrate Epiphany, we celebrate the new idea that was Jesus. We celebrate the idea that God comes to us and enlightens us. We celebrate the idea that all, we are and all we can be is a gift of God who initiates our seeking and our finding. With Epiphany, we identify with the wise men who seek Jesus and recognize that Jesus is the light. With Epiphany, we recognize with the wise men that Jesus is for all, even those who come from far away and have traveled many different paths. Who are the wise men? This Epiphany, and hopefully for the rest of our lives, we recognize that wise men and women are those who still seek and share the light that is Jesus. Amen. Rejoicing in the birth of Christ our Savior, we come to the table that represents the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
Let us pray.
Is with us. We lift up our hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. We give our thanks to God because it is right to give our thanks and praise to God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. Like a shepherd, you gather us up. You fill us up with the finest wheat and turn our sorrow into joy. Therefore, we praise you, joining the song of the universal church and the heavenly choir, saying, "Blessed is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Through Christ, all things come into being. He is the light that darkness cannot overcome. Your word made flesh, full of grace and truth." Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after having blessed it, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." The ushers, please come forward.
Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray.
We sing a new song to you, Lord. Through this bread and cup, we receive your joy. All of creation praises you, joining with glad voices to share the good news of Christ's saving birth. We give thanks for the word you first sang, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Please stand if you're able and turn in your bulletin to the Nicene Creed. And let us say what we believe. What do you believe?
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is, seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 151, We Three Kings of Orient Are.
be seated. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Let us offer our lives, our tithes, and our offerings to the Lord. Would the ushers please come forward?
Bountiful God, you give without measure. May our giving reflect your generosity. May our lives overflow with your deep love. Use our lives and the gifts we bring today to share your blessing in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray. In our trouble and need, we look to the Lord, the giver of our daily bread, saying, O Christ, our light. We pray for the church. May we live this day as your beloved children, rejoicing that we have been adopted by your grace and given every spiritual blessing in you. O Christ, our light, we pray for the world. Bless our sisters and brothers throughout the earth. May we all live at peace with our neighbors, receiving from your hand all that we need. O Christ, our light, we pray for our communities. Let your word made flesh live among us, full of grace. Bring light to all who cannot raise their eyes to the future. Bring life to all who are weighed down and weary. O Christ, our light, we pray for the earth. As the wise men walked the earth looking for new light, let us find new and better sources of light. O Christ, our light, we pray for loved ones. Lead them beside quiet streams and along smooth paths, that their mourning may be replaced with laughter and their tears with songs of joy. O Christ, our light, generous God, as you provide for us each day, nourish and strengthen us in faith and in faithfulness, so that we may share your grace in a hungry world. Through Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now please stand as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 133, O Come All Ye Faithful. Having heard the word of God, Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Wonderful gift of light that is Jesus. Share that light with everyone you meet.
recognizing that the gift of God that is Jesus is for all the world. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.